Here we go. Here we go. Today is the most important. This is the most important Parsha Shir of the year, at least until
next week.
Okay. At the end of the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu greets Malachim. Right? At the end of the Parsha, he meets Malachim. What's the point of meeting these Malachim? So there are a lot of pshatim. Rashi gives a pshat that Yaakov had special Malachim for Eretz Yisrael and special Malachim for Chutzlar. So at the end of the parash, Yaakov's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. It's like the changing of the guard. The Chutzlar ones are leaving and the Eretz Yisrael ones are coming. That's one nice pshat. Other Rishonim say that Yaakov was nervous. He's going to face Esav now. So Hashem sent Yaakov Malachim. He'd have like backup. He shouldn't be nervous facing Esav. That's a nice pshat.
Here
we go, 1 second. A third shot is Yaakov had a lot of stuff. He was wealthy. He needed people to help him. His kids, you know, were still pretty little. So Hashem sent a Malachim to help him. Those are three pshatim. Very nice pshatim. But I once heard a pshat from Buchenstein, Rav Sal Basic's son-in-law. I learned under him in Gush for a couple of years. And this pshat is so important because this pshat exactly talks about what all of us face in our lives. All of us. And it comes out that Parshas Vayetze becomes the Parsha of what it means to be a Ben Torah Obed Hashem living in the Western world. And I'm not exaggerating. And so we're going to have a fourth shot about the Malachim at the end of the Parsha. Okay? When the Parsha begins, how old is Yaakov? He was 77. Okay. Okay,
77, huh? Uh-huh.
Yaakov was 77 year old.
I said 80.
When the parsha began. Duvid Rashi, the Rashi talks about, gives all the whole age.
The whole...
Okay, Rashi gives you the whole thing. Yaakov was 63, it works out. There are 14 missing years. So Yaakov learns the Yeshiva Shein Vayeber 14 years on the way to Laban's house. Why did Yaakov do that? So I have that in my book from a whole essay. That's a nice, that's from Rav Kamenetsky. So Yaakov was 77 years old. What has Yaakov been doing for those 77 years? I want one or two words. What has Yaakov been doing for those 77 years?
Learning Torah.
Correct. Learning Torah. First, that's exactly the right answer.
What was he learning?
So what was Yaakov learning? Hold on. Yaakov spent 77 years learning. He learned first by Avram until he was around 13 or 15. And then by Yitzchak, and then by Shein Be'ever. So, what was he learning? There are different things. Chazal say that there was the Masechta Avodah Zarah, all the Avodah Zarahs. So you had to know what the Avodah Zarahs were to know what to avoid. Chazal say that the Avos is a very deep idea. That the Avos kept the whole Torah. How do the Avos keep the whole Torah? So the answer is a deep idea, that Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world. So we're built from the Torah. So here's the mashal. That means our physical bodies and our abilities, by definition, fit with the Torah. You have a computer program, and then you have what comes out. So what comes out is based on the program. Here's the mashal. This mashal is perfect. He knows architecture cold, backwards and forwards. If somebody knows architecture perfectly, and somebody saw this building, what could he do? What could a guy do? If a guy studied this building for a month, what could he do after studying the building for a month? What could he do?
He could write the blueprint.
Think about that. That muscle's perfect. If you know architecture, you can take the building and work backwards and write the blueprint that was needed to make the building. So that's the Avos. The Avos from the bodies and from the world, they understood what the Torah was, so they studied Torah. Not because Hashem told them, here's the Torah, but they figured it out. So that's the second thing that they studied. And the third thing was, they studied Torah, meaning they studied Hashem's presence in the world, in nature. In other words, the Torah is an expression of Hashem in the world that we have. So, there's another expression of Hashem. If you understand nature properly, so everything in nature is, as we've discussed many times, is projecting Hashem. Avram studied every little piece of nature and said, wow, Oh my gosh, that's amazing. How the hell Hashem must have done? And he was talking about Hashem. So the Avos studied whatever the Avodah, Masechta Avodah Zarah was. The Avos studied the Torah, which they figured out backwards from the world and their bodies, like the blueprint and the building. That's a great mashal. You got the mashal? It's a great mashal. The Sfarim say that. And the third thing is they studied Hashem as he's expressed in the nature, that's in the natural world. Now, hold on. Yeah, that's part of Emunah. Emunah, that's part of Emunah. You're studying the mitzvah of Emunah. That's a mitzvah. You're studying the mitzvah of Emunah. He's studying Torah. 77 years old. He goes to sleep and he has a dream. What does Yaakov dream about?
Mom.
What does he dream about?
Angels going up and down.
Angels. So when the parsha starts, Yaakov is 77 years old. Rav Lichtenstein's language was, he was a 77-year-old yeshiva bacher. That's what he was. 77-year-old yeshiva bacher. He wasn't married, no major responsibilities. His only responsibility is to learn. When you're in yeshiva, that's what's supposed to be. Yeshiva takes care of your food. They take care of a place to sleep. And it's comfortable. In yeshiva, you have major responsibilities. I'm going somewhere for Shabbos. And I have to shower for Shabbos. If I shower in yeshiva, then on the bus, I might get dirty, and my suit pants, and this, and that. But to shower at somebody's house is a little uncomfortable. I don't know. That's a heavy, heavy decision. That yeshiva guys, am I correct about that?
That's a heavy
Friday. Oh, man. I have, you know, guys, you have a hard life. You have a hard life, guys. You have a hard life. But you have to make that decision. Where do I do the shower? That's not a big responsibility. For 77 years, all he's doing is learning Torah. And he has a dream. He dreams about Malachim. Does it make sense that he dreams about Malachim, yes or no? Of course it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because that's all you're doing. You're not going to dream about the Yankees. If you're learning Torah 77 years, your whole life is Ruchnius. Of course. You dream about Malachim. So far, so good. Beautiful. Then the parsha starts. What happens to Yaakov in this week's parsha? We'll get to that. First, what happens? First, he gets married.
Ooh.
He gets married. He doesn't get married once. He gets married twice with a trick. He gets married four times. He has four wives. So Yaakov, this week's parsha, he's not a shibach anymore. Now he has responsibilities of marriage. We discussed that on Thursday. We'll discuss it on Thursday. A lot of responsibilities. A lot of things to do. Marriage. What else happens to Yaakov in this week's parsha? Children. He has four wives. Children. How many children does Yaakov have? In this week's parasha, he has 11 boys, plus Dina, that's 12. And Chazal say there was a twin girl
for
every boy, that's 23. 23 kids. Yaakov has 23 kids. And Yaakov was a great father. The best proof he was a great father is, look at his kids, the shvatim. Yaakov did okay, the shvatim. And then he has 23 kids. And then, so Yaakov gets married and he has kids. What happens aside from that? Yaakov does something else in the parsha. Aside from marriage, aside from kids, he does one more thing in the parsha. I want one word, capital letters.
Works.
Woo! He works.
Cool.
He works really, really, really hard. Who says that Yaakov, and it ended up being 20. Who said Yaakov worked really, really, really hard for 20 years? Yaakov
said. Yaakov said he enjoyed every single day because he didn't know he was going to get rubber.
That's correct. But he worked. Hold on. But he worked. He worked so hard. Listen to this. The Torah says, Vatidad shenasi me'enai. Sleep flew from my eyes. Yaakov barely slept for 20 years. This is an exact contrast to which Rashi? What does Rashi say? That it says in Vayetze, Yaakov slept on the rock. And Rashi says, here he slept, but he didn't really sleep the yeshiva shame he ate for 14 years. So what an amazing contrast. For 14 years, he barely sleeps because of Torah. And now he barely sleeps because of working. He keeps on saying he worked 20 years. So Yaakov Avinu, in this week's parsha, gets married, has children, and works. In one sentence, in this week's parsha, This is the sentence that's going to stay with you your whole lives. In this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu is forced to leave the safe, secure confines of the yeshiva and enter the outside world. That's what Vayetze is about. He leaves the safe, secure confines of the yeshiva and he enters the outside world. And he doesn't enter the outside world in a small way, in a big way. Married 4 times, 23 kids, getting tricked with marriage, working very hard, getting tricked while he's working. Yaakov's really out there. His boss is always tricking him, Tsaras. So now the question is as follows. We know what Yaakov was like when the Parsha began. When the Parsha began, Yaakov is sleeping, and Yaakov has a dream about Malachim. The question we want to know is, after 20 years in the outside world, where is Yaakov holding? Where exactly is he? Hold on. Where is Yaakov holding at the end of the 20 years? And the Torah tells us he's the same Yaakov that he meets Malachim as the Parsha ends. So Yaakov was able in the outside world to maintain his idealism and to maintain his complete, hold on, his complete total dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while he's working, and while he's raising his family and all those responsibilities, his basic goal in life is exactly the same. And that is exactly the challenge all of us have, all of you have. You spend time in yeshiva, a couple of years is good. Then you go after yeshiva to YU or Landers. You have more time in yeshiva. Or if you're in Queens, you have to be learning in a yeshiva also. You have to, not like maybe, you have to. And then after those couple of years, you leave that world a little bit, and you get married, and you say, I get a job. The challenge is, when you're married, and when you have a job, you're still thinking about Hashem. You're still serving Hashem the way you're supposed to. You're still davening, when you have malachim with you. You got it? So Vayetze is the parsha of what it means to be a balabas. Yaakov Avinu was forced to become a balabas in this week's parsha, and the Torah tells us that he succeeded amazingly. That's the message of the parsha. It's the message exactly for all of us. First, you spend the time in yeshiva, and then afterwards, when you enter the outside world, then you have to apply what you learned and maintain everything as much as possible. And the Torah is teaching us that Yaakov succeeded. That's the fourth Rav Aaron said. That's 1 year, guys. This is your life. You have to get inspired enough and connected enough now. But then, Mr. Joey said, "But Yaakov dreamed about malachim. He dreamed about sheep." Oh.
You dreamed about sheep?
This was another Dvar Torah Rav Aaron gave. In the middle of the parsha, there's a dream. He dreams about sheep in the middle of the parsha.
So
Rav Aaron said that a different time. Here's what he said. He said as follows. He says, it's true. That dream is what showed Yaakov that what? It was time to leave. That's when he sent me out of Egypt. Now Yaakov said, oh my gosh, here I am. I was a 77-year-old dreaming about Malachim, and now I'm dreaming about sheep. This is too much. Take a step back. And that's when he left, and he caught himself in time to maintain his idealism. So the Dibur Torah go together, and it exactly applies to your lives. You're out there, you're doing things. If you suddenly see, hey, where are my priorities going? Whoa, take a step back. Make a change. Make a shift. You know, cut back if you can or whatever. Or you make an adjustment in your life. So Joey, your comment is a good comment. And Rav Buchenstein in a different year addressed that. That's how we describe him. This is, here he's the pure yeshiva bacher. He's in the outside world. And he's maintaining it. Then he sees he's slipping a little. Dreaming about sheep is not Yaakov's thing to do. That's when it was time to leave. He caught himself in time. And when he leaves, the Torah says, he's still the same Yaakov who's able to maintain himself and catch himself. That is the challenge all of us have. Yaakov certainly learned. And to something else. The Rambam says this. Yaakov certainly was thinking about Hashem while he was working. The Avos lived with Hashem. The Ramban says that the Avos had the Shekhinah on their tents, that the Shekhinah was always with them, and the Ramban quotes the phrase, V'heim heim ha-merkava. that the tents of the Avos were like Hashem's chariot. So the Avos had the Shekhinah always there. And the Ramban says that when we went into Mitzrayim, into Golus, and then built the Mishkan was supposed to be a replica of the Avos' tents. So the Shekhinah of the Mishkan and the level of the Mishkan was getting back to what the Avos had. So there's no question Yaakov had a connection to the Shekhinah. But it wasn't the same. It wasn't in Yeshiva. And that's the challenge all of us have. Everyone has the challenge of Yaakov. Everyone in life has a challenge of Yaakov. You stay in Yeshiva a while, and then when you leave, you enter the outside world. The challenge is, here's the sentence, when the parsha of your life ends,
Amen.
Will you be able to say, I have Malachim with me now, the way I had them when I left Yeshiva? That is exactly the challenge that all of us face. That, and that's Yaakov. And that's why this parsha, when I heard this from my book, this parsha is what we call life in the outside world.